the radio.
Welcome to UNSA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news. ZNS training program welcomes 1,092 candidates nationwide. Government holds operations at two Chinese-operated mines in Kasemba over illegal mineral processing. In international news, Burkina Faso's junta expels top UN official over child rights report. In sports news, government to meet fans over Chipolopolo's Chan collapse. The news in detail, my name is Namfukwe Elizabeth. In local news, the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended operations at two Chinese-run mines in Kasemba district of Northwestern Province after they were found processing minerals illegally. The two mines, Sino-Octasin and Ken Reliable, were discovered with large stocks of gold and copper ore ready for processing despite not having the required mineral processing licenses. According to a statement issued by the ministry's principal public relations officer, Shamwinda Tembo, the violations were uncovered during an inspection led by Mines Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta and officials from the Mine Safety Department. Dr. Kabeta says investigations will determine the source of the ore stockpiles, owning that any illegalities surrounding the matter will be dealt with firmly. He has stressed that government is committed to fighting illegal mining activities, particularly in the gold sector, to ensure the nation benefits from its mineral resources, therefore directed the ministry to seize the ore and law enforcement to secure the minerals until valid documentation is presented. Dr. Kabeta has further indicated that the ministry has intensified monitoring of mineral processing plants countrywide to ensure compliance with the law and promote transparency in the mining industry. The seizure comes after mining officials failed to produce the necessary documents or give satisfactory explanations when questioned by authorities. Rehabilitation works have commenced on the Vanga Pontoon, also known as the Itejiteji Namwala Pontoon. Namwala Town Council Republic Relations Assistant Manager Nchimunya Lukubi says the pontoon has been temporarily suspended for a period of 14 days from Tuesday 19th August 2025 to Tuesday 2nd September 2025. The temporary closure is to facilitate urgent maintenance works aimed at ensuring the continued safe and efficient operation of the pontoon. Residents have been advised to make alternative travel arrangements during this period. Meanwhile, residents have expressed mixed reactions. Some are calling for the construction of a permanent bridge to prevent future disruptions, while others have expressed gratitude to the government for addressing the issue, noting that the pontoon had been a death trap in its previous state. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has purchased over 20,000 50 kg bags of maize from two of its depots in Nduba and Kwiza. Nangoma, Member of Parliament Collins Nzovu, says the high turnout of farmers and the volumes of maize being delivered after a strong indication that the country is food secure following the 2024-2025 farming season. Nzovu, who was speaking during a tour of the two depots, expressed satisfaction with the ongoing maize buying exercise at their FRA depot. He has appealed to FRA to expedite the delivery of maize bags to prevent farmers from spending several days waiting at the depot. Still in local news, Copper Belt Police Commanding Officer Petia Siandenge has confirmed the dismembered body discovered in Kitwe on Monday is that of Copper Belt University CBU final year medical student Fred Kapuku. Apuku, 34, was positively identified by his girlfriend, Salome Fube, 25, a fellow CBU student of Mutanda Flat in Ndola. She told police that her boyfriend was last seen on Saturday, August 16, driving a black Toyota Mark X, registration number BCG7441, which is still missing together with his Infinix cell phone. The gruesome discovery was made in Zamtan's Chiminwa area, where residents found a black trunk abandoned along Jonken Road. Inside was the torso of a naked male with the head and both legs missing, as well as visible 10 burn marks on the chest. While police were still at the scene, Ndola's Hillcrest Police reported finding a human head and two severed legs near Hillcrest Clinic. Authorities have linked the body parts to Kapuku, confirming the two crime scenes are connected. Mr. Siandenge said police have since intensified investigations and are pursuing leads in order to bring the culprits to book. The remains are at Kitwe Central Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting further forensic examinations. A 28-year-old man of Kalea compound in Mazabuka has been arrested for reportedly defiling a 9-year-old girl. The suspect has been named as Leonard Banda, with the incident reported to police by the victim's grandmother on 17th August 2025. Southern Province Commissioner of Police Ozensho Daka explains that on the material day around 18 hours, the victim was outside playing with two friends, both under the age of 10. He notes that after her friends left, she remained alone, at which point the suspect allegedly dragged her into his house and had unlawful carnal knowledge of her. Daka relays that shortly afterward, the girl's grandmother came outside and noticed the victim was missing, leading her to search the compound, where she eventually heard the child screaming and calling out for her. The victim later narrated that she had been sexually abused and led her grandmother to the suspect's house, where he was identified. The suspect was later apprehended by concerned members of the public. Daka says the victim complained of pain in the vaginal area, as well as bruising on her left leg, left hand and waist. A medical report form was issued to her. Finally, in local news, 1,092 candidates have been identified for the Zambia National Service ZNS voluntary training program, scheduled to begin on September 1, 2025. Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu has stated that of over the 1,000 candidates, 468 are female, while 624 are male. Hamaundu notes that this represents 7 individuals from each constituency. He also revealed that medical examinations for the identified candidates will be conducted next week on August 25, 2025. Speaking during a medical briefing in Lusaka today, Hamaundu says those who pass the medicals will proceed to begin the ZNS voluntary training on September 1, 2025. He adds that 3 locations have been selected for the training: Katete, Kasama and Kitwe. Hamaundu explains that the program includes military training, agriculture and instruction in national values and principles. He has emphasized that the initiative aims to instill perseverance and transform participants into disciplined individuals. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Are you having trouble in determining your career choice? If so, don't hesitate to call us at Woodlands University College by enrolling in the following courses at Lusaka Campus in Ibex Hill Residential Area. Diploma in Clinical Medicine General. Diploma in Nursing. Degree in Public Health. Woodlands University College offers a conducive learning environment that comes with a well-stocked library to meet students' study needs. Our medical laboratory is well equipped to give our students an experience of a health facility. Our computer lab is well equipped to aid students in research and carry out assignments. For more information, contact us on 0966 18